The Supreme Court is hearing the NDC application to join in the petition against the two by three personalities of the NPP. Our correspondent George Asikre is on the line to tell us what is happening. George, could you give us an update of events at the court?
Yes, as we speak, the court is currently hearing the application by the NDC to join. But earlier, before the whole proceedings began, Justice Dotti made a comment to the effect that he had heard one of the NDC legal team members, Ibrahim Amaliba, speak on radio station, and that Amaliba has said that he, Justice Dotti, has once served as an NPP chairman in the Volta region. He said he has never in any point in his life been an NPP chairman in the Volta region. Then Justice Atubuga also made a comment to, he referred to a comment he made earlier that the court is a public thing and that nothing about it should be secret. He says when he was making that, he had no intention of saying it to align with what the NPP earlier wanted, and that he had even said that comment somewhere last year before, even before these things came. After that, the NDC's legal team, led by Chachu Chikata, spoke, and Chachu Chikata urged the NPP legal team to withdraw their application to object to the inclusion of one of the judges. But then the NPP legal team, headed by Philip Anderson, said what they said was nothing to warrant an open court objection. But the judges said that no, once it is a public thing, they should object, say it in public court that they are objecting, that it was not enough to write to the registrar of the Supreme Court. So after that was done, the NDC legal team led by Chachu Chikata now moved the motion for the joint application and argued why the NDC should join. Chachu Chikata said the NDC is the party that sponsored John Mahama during the campaign, and that the NDC at any point in the campaign had always been with the president. So what affects the president affects the NDC. And he quoted a section of the law that says that what the portion of the law that says such cases should be held by individual, there's a statement that to the effect that include, and that what they include does not mean it should be limited to private individual, and that they include could mean a party or otherwise. So that is what he said. After that, the court went on a short break and they are back. So inside the court, now I've just come out, inside the NPP legal team is responding to that. After that, there will be judgment, or maybe the judges will decide the next line of action.
What about the general atmosphere around the area?
Well, earlier there was quite some disturbances here. The police had to use tear gas to disperse some supporters of the NDC who called themselves the untouchable group of the NDC. But they said they are coming from Ashaman, Madina, and Nima. They were standing at the Kwame Nkrumah Museum side of the road. Some of them were holding canes, actually. So at a point, some people came to the court walls, and they were alleged to be NPP supporters. So the NDC guys asked the police to let the NPP people leave the court premises. If not, they will also go in. The police did not say anything. So the NDC guys started walking towards the court premises. And the police went in to try to, you know, disperse them. And the guy said, if they are dispersing them, then they should also disperse those other supporters who are there. If not, they will not go. And that brought the disturbances between the police and the NDC supporters. In fact, it took some quiet time. They initially used tasers, but that could not help. So one of the policemen had to use tear gas, which, as we speak, the supporters have come back. It was getting out of hand, so some of the NDC leaders came in to appeal to them to be calm. But the guys insisted they will not. So as I speak to you, they have moved towards the station nearer to the revival ministries. And they are saying, daring the police, that they want the next tear gas and that they will react. So as we speak, the police are also standing at the other side of the road, the court side of the road, while the supporters are standing at the Kwame Nkrumah Museum side of the road. But calm has returned here.
Thanks for the update, George. That will be all for now. That was George Asikre reporting from the Supreme Court premises.